I want to take a look tonight. I'm looking at the mitzvahs of Parshas Ekev. And there is a mitzvah according to the Rambam that appears in Parshas Ekev, one of the most common mitzvahs, a daily mitzvah. The mitzvah, the Torah tells us, of being Oved Hashem, La'avod Hashem Yisbarach, B'tfila B'chol Yom. The Torah speaks about being Oved Hashem many times, and it appears several times in Parshas Ekev alone. So the way the Sefer Chinuch presents it, mitzvah 433, mitzvah tafla, megimel lavos Hashem Yisbarach, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'oso savod, nechpel azos ha-mitzvah kam pamim, the mitzvah of being Oved Hashem appears so many times. Avatzim Hashem Elokeichem, oso ta'avodu, la'avda b'chal vavchem, also in this, week's parasha, in Vayam Shamoah. Now, that sounds very broad. I mean, the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, that sounds like, well, all of Yadus, all the 613 mitzvahs are the mitzvahs of Avos Hashem. So in what sense is this a specific mitzvah? So Rambam Zechron Levracha, the Rambam writes, you'll notice this is mitzvah asay number 5. This is the fifth. This is at the, Rosenstein pointed out in the Shir recently. This is at the very beginning of the list of mitzvahs in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And it's clear that the way he organizes the mitzvahs, the way he sequences them, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, those at the beginning are meant to be particularly central. Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, immediately afterwards, the mitzvah of Avodah. But what does it mean? Afal Pisha mitzvah zuhi mi'amitzvahs ha-kololos. Even though this is a very general, universal term, kololos kol ha-Torah, Avodah Hashem, and the Rambam's rule is that when he counts the mitzvahs, he doesn't count sort of general statements that the Torah makes that one needs to do mitzvahs. Those aren't specific mitzvahs of the Taryag. Avodas HaKel Yichla Kol HaMitzvahs say that we should worship our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's everything. But Yesh B'zu Gad Kamo Kein Prat. There's one specific item that's also referred to as Avoda. V'hu Shetzivat Yitzavenu HaKel Yisbalel Elav. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us to daven. And this mitzvah of Avodas Hashem is a specific mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs in the sense of this is the mitzvah of tefillah. K'moshav b'sifrei. This is a sifrei, a medrash in this week's parasha, medrash halacha in this week's parasha, which is quoted in the first Amud of Maseches Tanis. La'avda b'chal avavchem, ezohi avodah shebelev. What does it mean to be worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our hearts, with our minds? Usually we think of avodah as being physical. Their hands. The classic use of the term avodah be avodah, certainly the language of Chazal, is avodah hakarbanos. That's something that we do with our hands. Very, very physical, very visceral. Shechting a carbon and catching the blood and sticking one's hands in to take a kometz out of the carbon mincha and so on and so forth. What's the meaning of avodah shebelev? Avodah avodah shebelev, zu tefillah. So although La'avodas Hashem is a general term, it means specifically the mitzvah of davening. And now he turns his attention, he'll come back soon to talk a little more about the definition of this mitzvah. But first, let's dive into the Shorashei HaMitzvah. So what are the sort of a fascinating meta question? How are we supposed to grow from davening? We've seen throughout that the Shorashei HaMitzvah, Sefer Chinuch looks at the ta'amim of each mitzvah. What are some of the rationales for the mitzvah with a focus particularly on how does the mitzvah affect us? How does the mitzvah impact us? How does each mitzvah polish us in terms of midos, in terms of attitudes? So what are the Shorashim of the mitzvah of tefillah? The Shorashei HaMitzvah, what are we trying to accomplish when we daven? So he starts away, we've seen him start several times. He actually does this more than once in Parshas Ekev alone. By pointing out, by grounding us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to do good for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is self-sufficient. His existence is imperative. He created us in order, not because he needed us, but because he was interested in doing good. Baruch Hu was interested in being beneficent. He creates us to be the recipients of his beneficence, recipients of his goodness. Mashigdamti kama pa'amim writes to say rechenechia tovos v'habrachos yachul al bnei adam kefi pu'lasam v'tuv levavam v'kosher machshavosam v'adon hakol shebram chafetz b'tovasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, he's interested in doing good for us. And a key point, as the Sefer HaChinuch has mentioned many, many times, is that it's in our hands to craft ourselves into the sort of people who resonate more with the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering. It's up to us to craft ourselves, to shape ourselves, to cultivate ourselves, to polish ourselves into the sort of people who are Roy Lekabel, the Shefa that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to shower upon us. HaTovos HaBrachos Yachula B'nei Adam Kefi Pu'ulasam V'Tov Levavam V'Kosher Machshavosam. That the goodness and the brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to offer, they will settle upon us. They're going to sink in proportion to how we act, in proportion to how we shape ourselves. The goodness of our hearts and the development of our minds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good. And that's why, as a general perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided us to do mitzvahs in order to enable us to succeed, in order to enable us to receive more of the brachas that he wishes to shower upon us. So that's a statement about mitzvahs in general. And mitzvahs in general are an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to do good for us. And mitzvahs are an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to, he's given us the manual, the guidelines, to shape ourselves, to improve ourselves, to open ourselves up to profound satisfaction. Not just the passing flash in a pan of things that don't last, but mitzvahs enable us to plug into real lasting satisfaction, real lasting goodness. They'll help us to shape us into the sort of people who are able to absorb that type of tov. It allows us to tune ourselves to the right station, as it were. So that's a perspective on mitzvahs in general. I mentioned, I think some of us were together Monday night, talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs, and a comment that the Soloveitchik made, looking very carefully at the third halacha in the Rambam's Hilchos Brachos, where the Rav pointed out, if you read the language Rambam so carefully, it sounds like Birchas HaMitzvahs are meant as a matir to do mitzvahs. Just as, so the Rav read the Rambam, just as there's a notion of making a bracha before you eat food, Birchas HaNenin, and that the Gemara says clearly, the Rambam quotes, first Amud in Parakeitz and Mevarchim, the sixth parak of brachas, that's a matir for us to enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer us. L'Hashem Ha'artzim Lo, the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and the way we convert it to HaShamayim Shamayim L'Hashem Va'aretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam, the way we get authorization to enjoy the world is by saying a bracha. So a bracha on food is a matir. It gives us license to enjoy physical pleasure. So the Rav pointed out, so that's a Gemara. The Rav pointed out, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he seems to equate Birchas HaMitzvos with Birchas HaNenin. As though Birchas HaMitzvos are also license. It's a matir to do a mitzvah. The bracha on food is matir me to eat. It's no longer theft from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no longer me'ila if I say bracha first. So Birkas HaMitzvah is matir me to do a mitzvah, which at first is a very counterintuitive idea. I mean, I need license to do a mitzvah. I need authorization to do mitzvah. I thought I have to do mitzvahs. I'm not mechuyev to eat the food. If you want to eat the food, you have to get license first. What do you mean? But the mitzvah I'm mechuyev to do, what do you mean license to do a mitzvah? I'm obligated to do a mitzvah. The idea is they're both true simultaneously. It's a paradox, but it's not a contradiction. I am obligated to do mitzvahs, and they're also a privilege. I have a job. I'm expected to appear in the palace of the king and serve the king. I'm obligated. It's an expectation. At the same time, it's an extraordinary privilege. I wouldn't just waltz in. I'll knock first. I'll get permission first to enter. It's an obligation and it's a privilege. And Birkas HaMitzvos, according to the Rav's understanding of the Rambam, remind us of that aspect, that mitzvahs are a privilege. At the same time, they're an obligation. And that I think, is another way of capturing the perspective Sefer Chinuch is sharing with us. We are obligated in mitzvahs, and they're a gift from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. I said before, it sounds paradoxical, but it's not a contradiction. They're both true simultaneously. It doesn't mean I have the right to say, well, I'm not going to say the bracha, I won't bother doing the mitzvah. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects it. I'm obligated to do mitzvahs, but it's an obligation, it's an incredible chesed. Again, like obligating people, a parent obligates the child to get vaccinated. Oh, right. In the moment, it may not be very comfortable. The needle hurts, and the parent is insisting. But obviously, it's a tova as a child. The parent is insisting that the child do something which will enable him to lead a healthier, longer, healthier life. Sometimes you appreciate it. When you get older, so you may appreciate it, and you'll get your tetanus shot as an adult, and it hurts a little bit, but of course, you make your own appointment to get that shot because you know it's the right thing to do. You know it's l'tov ascha. So mitzvahs, sometimes they're even in the moment enjoyable, and sometimes in the moment it's a challenge. But it's an expectation, which is also a gift. Profoundly. So that's a general perspective. And he says, now let's talk for a couple moments about tefillah in particular. Hodiyam gam kein ufasach lahem pesach ba'asher yasigu kol mishaloseim l'tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us another avenue to goodness. He opened another door through which we can achieve things. We can receive things, and that is she'evak shemenu baruch hu asher biyado ha'estapkos va'yecholos kol chesronon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to ask for kol chesronon, to ask for everything that we're lacking, and to ask whom? To ask him. He who biyado ha'estapkos va'yecholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity, the incredible opportunity of a standing appointment with him to ask for whatever we need. Hu yanes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think there's a mistake in the online version. Let's take a look in the Sefer. Hu yanes hashamayim l'chol asher yikru'u b'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond. Min hashamayim, for those who call out to him genuinely. So number one, tefillah is a way of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we need, and tefillah is a way of attaining those things that we ask for. But there's another layer to the chesed of tefillah as well. Not only that tefillah works, that I can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, and there can be a response, which sometimes I will even be privileged to recognize. I don't always see how my tefillah is responded to. Sometimes I do. But it says, but there's more. The output, the outcome of tefillah is not only the divine response to my tefillah. There's something more fundamental as well. The tefillah itself has impact. My davening has impact on me directly. Milvad ha'odah lahem bizos hamida. Aside from letting us know that this is the case, aside from the gift of telling us, you can talk to me, you can ask, that's a way of achieving, obtaining what you're looking for. Tzivam she'ishtam sheba v'ivakshim e'otam e'kal tzarcheyem v'chochep tzaslibam. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch give us the gift of telling us that davening is an option, he expects it of us. He obligates us to daven on a regular basis. And why is that? Not only because we stand to gain in terms of our Kadosh Baruch Hu responding, but milvad hasagas chepsei libam. Milvad hasagas chepsei libenu, aside from obtaining things, yesh lanu zuchus or zakus badavar. The davening itself clarifies us. The davening itself changes us. Behis orer ruchenu, kaveinu kol machashavteinu ki hu ha'adon hatov ha'meitiv lanu. who do you ask for things? I don't go into a hardware store to paraphrase a famous Navardic Musar exercise. And I don't go into, most people don't go into a hardware store looking for cheese. Right? Most people don't go into a supermarket looking for a train ticket. In Navardic, that was a minute. Right? But that was meant to change certain mitos. Right? But if I actually am looking to get things, I don't go into the wrong store. You go to the place where they can provide you what you're looking for. Right? If you work in a corporation, so there'll be different people you may reach out to solve different problems. You work in an organization, so particular people are in a position to actually make certain things happen. And you reach out to the person who's situated, who's positioned to get done the thing you need to get done. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. You know, several months ago, Rabbi Penner gave a shiur in shul on a Shabbos afternoon. He spoke about the structure and substructure of the middle brachas of Shemone Esrei. Right? Think about the variety of things and ways in which we ask over the course of the bakashas. There are the public bakashas and the private bakashas, and there are the spiritual bakashas and the physical bakashas. There's so many things we ask for. We ask about health, and we ask about parnasa. We ask about personal crises. We ask about spiritual growth. We ask about intelligence. We ask about Mashiach. We ask about so many different things. All the same address. Every type of thing we want, that Klal Yisrael wants, that we want to want, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same address for every conceivable type of need. It says the same for Achinuch. Number one, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're seeking those things. But we're also asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an exercise, not an Navardic exercise necessarily, but an exercise in reminding ourselves that he's the one who has the capacity to respond to any of those things. It's the very act of tefillah already impacts us in sharpening and reinforcing our sense of emunah and bitachon that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the entire show. He's not only running the national things, he's not only running the personal things, he's not only running the spiritual realm, he's not only running the physical realm, not only any one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. And the very act of davening does that. B'chol eis b'chol rega yishma zakos eni olav. Enav pekuchas al kol d'rachenu. It reminds us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent and that he is omniscient. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of what's going on. Kadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of the situations that we're in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of the decisions that we're making. Yes. Wow. Wow, Michael, that's a beautiful point. That's a beautiful point. Right? You're saying that the fact that that tefillah is referred to as avoda is because it reinforces our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avadim. Reinforces our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avadim. Yeah. I want to actually close with that because the Sefer Chinuch goes on. I want to be sensitive to time. Sefer Chinuch goes on, interestingly, even before he switches to the Dinei HaMitzvah, under the heading of Sharashi HaMitzvah, the next paragraph, Hirei goes on to talk about, you know, whether indeed tefillah is Doraisa at all or not. I mentioned before that's the position of the Rambam. But he goes on to say the Ramban did not think so. The Gemara says in many contexts that tefillah is Rabbanan. So Ramban said he thinks that certainly halacha, we do not accept this comment of the Sifrei that we quoted earlier, as though it avon shebelev have yomer zut tefillah. Ramban says that maybe there's a mitzvah to daven be'eis tzara. Perhaps there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven at a time of crisis, but not on a daily basis. Whereas the Rambam holds no. They're two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah which he discusses in Hilchos Tanios is the mitzvah of davening za'aka, crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a time of crisis, and that can include tefillah as well as blowing chatzotros as well as fasting. That's one type of mode of tefillah, is a crisis, za'aka. But the Rambam holds that the other mode of tefillah is also a separate mitzvah d'oraisa, which he discusses in Hilchos Tefillah, and that is daily tefillah. Rambam agrees that davening multiple times a day, at specific times of the day, with a specific text of Shemona Esrei, those details are takanos d'rabbanan. But the notion that one is obligated to daven with some text at least once a day at some point over the course of the 24-hour period, tefillah b'chol yom, the Rambam holds, is d'oraisa. The Rambam holds that it is d'oraisa. I leave you with two closing ideas on that. The Rav famously commented in a public drasha. We'll talk about the Rambam. One har about the Rambam, one har about the Ramban. So a har about the Rambam. The Rav famously commented in a drasha that he thought maybe the Rambam fundamentally agrees with the Ramban. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam, and the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. The Ramban, who says that there is no mitzvah of daily tefillah, agrees with the Rambam that tefillah is a concept min haTorah. Now, clearly, the Tanakh is full of tefillah. And Ramban himself says this explicitly. Clearly, tefillah exists min haTorah. Chazal didn't invent the concept of tefillah. No. Min haTorah, tefillah doesn't work. Midrabban, tefillah works. No, that's absurd. Obviously, tefillah exists and it works. And that's the way the Chinuch set it up before also. Kadosh Baruch Hu, number one, told us that tefillah works. And number two is the obligation to daven. So it's important to note, everyone agrees that tefillah is a concept, min haTorah. The question, everyone agrees that eating is a concept. The question, are you obligated to eat or not? So tefillah is a reality. The question, are you obligated? Okay, and then the Rav went on to point out, he thought the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. He said, Rambam holds, you daven every day because it's always a tzara. He says, sometimes we notice that things are tenuous. And he says, even if not, and so Rav said, you know, if I'm sick, so I daven to be healthy. If I'm healthy, I daven to continue to be healthy. That's not a given either. So when things are unraveling, we daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us to weave things back together. And when things are stable, we daven that they should continue to be stable. So it's always, that's what the Rav suggested, and according to the Rambam, every day is an Eis Tzara. So it's an interesting approach. And I would add something about the Ramban as well. It's something that Michael Regas is thinking about. The Rambam says avoda means tefillah, right? Based on that sifrei, a zohi avoda shebelev, that the Gemara quotes Tainus Dav Beis Amud Aleph. And the question is, which Ramban himself addresses, when the Ramban, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, disagrees with the Rambam, he says, one second, so after he presents why, you know, so many Gemara say tefillah is Rabbanan, he says, the lingering question is, so what does the pasuk mean? How do you answer the question of the Medrash? Ezohi avoda shebelev. If the answer on level of Daraisa isn't tefillah, well, what is it? What does it mean to be Oved Hashem b'chol lev? So the Ramban gives an answer, and I believe this is an example of a phenomenon where the Ramchal quotes Rambans, several Rambans, anonymously over the course of Mesillas Yesharim. I think this is one of them. Mesillas Yesharim quotes this in the end of the Hakdama. Ramban writes that, again, tefillah is a concept. It certainly exists min haTorah, but it's not the obligation this pasuk is speaking to. The Ramban thinks that avoda b'lev means it's a quality of our mitzvahs. He says it's not a new mitzvah, the Ramban says. It's an adverb. It's about how we do mitzvahs. This is a meta principle. He says, many different mitzvahs, I have to give tzedakah, and I have to do chesed, and avas Yisrael, and avas gerim, and kriya shema, and sukkah, and lulav. There's so many different mitzvahs, and there's so many averis I have to avoid. Something that qualifies and enhances all of those mitzvahs is doing it b'chalev, doing it wholeheartedly. The Ramban, the Mesilas Yesharim, talk about what does that mean to do things wholeheartedly. And they identify three things. Number one, to think about what my motivation is. Am I doing the right thing for the right reason? Or am I doing the right thing because expediency, because of, you know, social points, because I want the prize? And certainly, a mitzvah shelo lishma is a very valuable mitzvah. But if I can do it, it can grow into doing lishma, I will have accomplished not only that mitzvah, but la'avda b'chalavavchem, this aspect of wholehearted avos Hashem as well. And that's what they focus on. The la'avda b'chalavavchem is a lishma, is over time growing not in terms of what I'm doing and what I'm not doing, but why I'm doing it, what's driving me, what's motivating me, and bringing in the Kiddushan B'Sosef Yitzhima. I'm doing it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I'm doing it because this is, to come back to where we started, because this is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's the major aspect, according to Ramban and Mesil Sisharim, of Avodah B'Chalev, is doing things, the right things, for the right reasons. And then they add two other pieces as well. One is consistency, and the other is avoiding rote. Doing a mitzvah even once is of incredible value. If I didn't do the right thing last night, I'm absolutely obligated to do the right thing today. And it's atzas yetzahara to say, oh, I messed up last night, don't even bother today. Chas v'shalom. A mitzvah even occasionally is an incredible mitzvah. But this added element of avod b'chalev, besides for motivation, means number two, consistency. To do mitzvahs with consistency, then already, not only is each mitzvah individually valuable, but together the tapestry is an avodah b'chalev. It adds a new dimension. And finally, Mesil Sham writes, is not doing it the way the Nevi'im describe mitzvahs anashim melumada, just sort of being in the groove, just acting out of habit. Again, to do the right thing out of habit is incredibly valuable, and a million times better than doing the wrong thing. But at the same time, to graduate beyond that, to do mitzvahs with my mind in drive, instead with my mind in neutral, adds this new layer of la'avda b'chalavavchem. So you have this incredibly rich pasuk, a phrase that appears in Parshas Ekev, and I made a mistake before, I think the first pasuk that he quotes actually is from Va'eschanan. And it appears, as he pointed out, many times in Chumash. This mitzvah of avoda, specifically avoda shebelev, for the Ramban and the Mesilas Yesharim, has to do with the qualities that I can add that will turbocharge and uplift every mitzvah that I do with proper motivation and with my mind and drive and with consistency of conviction. And for the Rambam, there's a specific aspect as well. In addition to speaking about Avos Hashem in general, there's a specific aspect that tefillah is not only a reality, but is also a precious daily obligation. Midrabbanan, three times a day, but according to Rambam, even min haTorah, there's a mitzvah of daily tefillah, which, as I saw, the Sefer Chinuch speaks about, is a way of attaining certain things from Ribbono Shel Olam, but also is a way of, I shape myself as a ma'amin, I shape myself as a boteach, through genuine engagement in the reality that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved, knows, and is ultimately in the position to transform my life in so many different ways. I both say thank you so much for joining.